Welcome to the Further Maths Focus podcast, your go-to audio guide for smashing OCR GCSE Further Mathematics. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most rewarding topics on the specification, probability, specifically section 5.4. Whether you're targeting a distinction or just want to feel genuinely confident walking into that exam hall, this episode has you covered. We'll go through the core concepts clearly, tackle exam technique, quiz you on the key ideas, and wrap up with a sharp summary. Let's get into it. So, first things first, why does probability matter so much in further maths? Well, this isn't your standard GCSE probability. OCR Further Mathematics takes things up a notch. You're expected to handle conditional probability, construct algebraic tree diagrams, and here's the twist, solve quadratic equations that arise directly from a probability context. That combination of algebra and probability is what makes this topic so distinctive and, frankly, so satisfying when you crack it. Examiners love it because it tests multiple assessment objectives at once: your procedural fluency, your mathematical reasoning, and your problem-solving skills. The AO3 weighting alone is 40%, so this is not a topic where you can just memorize a formula and hope for the best. Right, let's build your understanding from the ground up. Core concept number one, the difference between with replacement and without replacement. This is absolutely fundamental, and it's where a huge number of candidates drop marks. Imagine you have a bag containing some red balls and some blue balls. You pick one ball, look at it, and then pick a second ball. If you put the first ball back before picking the second, that's with replacement. The two selections are independent. The total number of balls stays the same for both picks. But if you keep the first ball out, that's without replacement. Now the second pick is affected by what happened first. The total number of balls in the bag has gone down by one. This is conditional probability in action. Here's the key rule you must burn into your memory. In a without replacement scenario, the denominator on your second set of branches must be one less than the denominator on your first set. If you start with 10 balls, the first stage denominators are all 10. The second stage denominators are all 9, every single time, no exceptions. The most common mistake candidates make? They forget to reduce that denominator. They write the same denominator on both stages, treating it as if the ball was replaced. That costs marks, often the very first method mark on the question. Core concept number two, tree diagrams and how to construct them correctly. A tree diagram is your best friend in probability questions. It organizes all the possible outcomes visually and makes it much easier to calculate combined probabilities without missing any cases. Here's how to draw one correctly. Start with a single point on the left, your starting node. Draw branches for each possible outcome of the first event. Label each branch with the correct probability as a fraction. Then, from each of those endpoints, draw a new set of branches for the second event. Label those with the conditional probabilities, remembering if it's without replacement, that denominator has gone down by one. Now, here's a critical check. The probabilities on any set of branches coming from a single point must always add up to exactly one. If they don't, you've made an error. This is your built-in error checker. Use it every time. At the end of each complete path through the tree, you have an outcome. For example, red then red then blue then red, blue then blue. Each of those outcomes has a probability calculated by multiplying along the branches. Core concept number three, multiplying along branches and adding across outcomes. This is the AND rule and the OR rule working together. When you want the probability of two things both happening, like red and then blue, you multiply the probabilities along that path. That's the AND rule, multiply. When you want the probability of a combined event that can happen in more than one way, like getting one red and one blue in any order, you need to add the probabilities of all the relevant paths. That's the OR rule for mutually exclusive outcomes, add. So for one red and one blue in either order, you calculate P red then blue plus P blue then red. Both paths give you one red and one blue, and since they can't both happen at the same time, you add them. This is where candidates lose marks by only calculating one of the two orders. Always ask yourself, can this outcome happen in more than one way? If yes, find all the ways and add them. Core concept number four, algebraic probability, forming and solving equations. This is the further maths twist that separates this specification from standard GCSE. Instead of being given specific numbers of balls, you'll be given an unknown, typically X, representing the number of one type of item. You write the probabilities algebraically on your tree branches, then use a given probability value to form an equation. For example, A bag contains X red balls and 10 minus X blue balls. Two balls are drawn without replacement. The probability of getting two red balls is given as, say, 1/3. You write X over 10 on the first red branch and X minus 1 over 9 on the second red branch. Multiply them, X times X minus 1, all over 90, set that equal to 1/3. Cross multiply, 3X, X minus 1 equals 90. Expand, 3X squared minus 3X equals 90. Rearrange 3x squared minus 3x minus 90 equals 0. Divide through by 3. X squared minus x minus 30 equals 0. Factorize. X minus 6, x plus 5 equals 0. So x equals 6 or x equals negative 5. Since x must be a positive whole number, you can't have negative balls. X equals 6. That's a complete full mark solution. Notice how every step flows logically from the previous one. Examiner's award method marks along the way, so even if you make an arithmetic slip, you can still earn most of the marks if your method is correct. Core concept number 5, the complement rule, your time-saving superpower. For at least one question, calculating directly can be messy. Instead, use p at least 1 equals 1 minus p none. For example, P, at least 1 red, equals 1 minus P, no red balls at all, which is the same as P, all blue. This is almost always quicker and less error-prone. Examiners will credit this approach fully. It's mathematically equivalent and actually demonstrates sophisticated reasoning. Now, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. First, timing. OCR, Further Maths, is a 2-hour paper. With roughly 100 marks available, you have about 1 minute per mark as a rough guide. A 6-mark probability question should take you around 6 to 8 minutes. Don't rush the tree diagram. A well-drawn, clearly labeled diagram is worth method marks in itself. Second, always draw the full tree diagram, even if the question doesn't explicitly ask for it. It organizes your thinking, prevents you from missing outcomes, and earns method marks. Third, write probabilities as fractions, not decimals, unless the question specifies otherwise. Fractions are exact, and in algebraic questions, they're essential. Fourth, when forming algebraic equations, show every step. Don't jump from the tree diagram straight to a factorized quadratic. Examiners need to see you multiplying the fractions, forming the equation, rearranging, and solving. Each of those steps carries marks. Fifth, always interpret your answer in context. If you get x equals 6 and x equals negative 5, you must state that x equals negative 5 is rejected because the number of balls must be a positive integer. That final statement is often worth the accuracy mark. Common mistakes, let me be really direct about these. Mistake 1, same denominator on both stages. This is the single most common error. In without replacement, the second denominator is always one less. Write it down before you even start calculating. Mistake 2, missing the second order. If you're asked for P, 1 red and 1 blue, you need both P red, then blue, and P blue, then red. Draw the full tree and you won't miss this. Mistake 3, algebraic expansion errors. When you multiply x over 10 by x minus 1 over 9, you get x minus 1 over 90. That numerator is x squared minus x, not x squared minus 1, and not x times x minus 1 left unexpanded. Take your time with the algebra. Mistake 4. Forgetting to check the validity of solutions. If you solve a quadratic and get two solutions, always check which ones make sense in context. Negative numbers of balls or numbers exceeding the total must be rejected. Mistake 5, branches not summing to 1. Always check this. It takes 5 seconds and can save you from a cascade of wrong answers. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. In a without replacement scenario, if the first stage denominator is 12, what is the second stage denominator? The answer is 11, always one less. Question 2. To find the probability of A and B happening in sequence, do you multiply or add the branch probabilities? Multiply, along the branches, multiply. Question 3. To find the probability of getting 1 red and 1 blue in any order, what do you do with P red then blue and P blue then red? Add them, they're mutually exclusive outcomes of the same combined event. Question 4. A bag has X red and 5 blue balls, 8 total. What is the probability of picking red first without replacement? X over 8. Question 5. What is the complement rule for at least one red? 1 minus P, no red, which equals 1 minus P, all blue. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review the relevant section. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Without replacement means the denominator reduces by 1 at the second stage. This is non-negotiable. 2. Always draw a complete labeled tree diagram. It earns marks and prevents errors. 3. Multiply along branches for AND. Add across branches for OR. 4. For algebraic questions, write the probabilities algebraically on the branches immediately, form the equation by equating to the given probability, and solve, usually a quadratic. 5. Always check your solutions make sense in context and reject any that don't. 6. Use 1 minus P none for at least one questions. It's faster and cleaner. 7. Check that every set of branches sums to 1 before moving on. That's it for today's episode of Further Math Focus. You've covered the full scope of OCR Further Mathematics Probability Section 5.4, from the foundational rules right through to algebraic quadratic formation. This topic rewards careful, methodical working, and with practice, it becomes one of the most satisfying parts of the paper to answer. Keep practicing those tree diagrams, stay sharp on the algebra, and remember, every mark you earn here is a mark closer to that distinction. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.